intent. If your intention is to fool your victim, it's manipulation. People normally react poorly when they find out they are being manipulated. So when you try to convince someone of something, make a big deal about how your intention is to help them. Example: I'm only saying this now to save you the pain of finding out later. Truthfulness: if you lie, it's manipulation. People hate getting lied to. So whenever you are trying to be persuasive, make sure to include enough truth to have plausible deniability. Example: why would I do something like that? You know I hate the cold, but Dave always talks about how he never needs a coat. Impact: if there is no true benefit for the person, it is manipulation. When you influence people, they will want to blame you if it doesn't work out in their interest. Make sure to play up the impact of others to distance yourself from responsibility for the negative consequences of following your advice. Example: your wife never gives you any room, Dan. You know, Greg's wife is the same way, but he really showed her who's boss when he came home with a convertible instead of a minivan. I bet he would tell you to go for the convertible if he were here right now. It's important to keep the big picture in mind, but highly persuasive people also employ specific techniques to improve their ability to influence others. By improving each of these areas, you increase the chance that your attempts to persuade will work. Take bold stands. Research shows that people prefer cockiness to expertise. The brain is designed to equate confidence with skill. Even in the face of overwhelming evidence, the right amount of confidence will make people forgive or explain away previous failures. People prefer confidence so much that I can override almost any expert opinion with little to no personal experience. Add some enthusiasm and an unwavering belief that my position is the best position, and it really turns up the pressure. I avoid statements like, "I believe," and "I think." Instead, I use statements like, "The reality is," and "I know." Whatever happens, standing behind my opinions makes others question themselves first. Adjust speech rates. Salesmen talk faster than preachers for a reason. In situations where your audience, victim, is likely to disagree, speaking faster can improve your persuasiveness. And make sure they don't have time to weigh and react to everything you say. This makes them more likely to go with their gut feeling and let themselves be convinced. But fast talking doesn't work as well if the subjects are likely to agree with me. Speaking slower lets my words sink in and reaffirm their mental bias, but I also make sure to talk fast enough to keep their attention. Start with small wins. Agreement is cumulative. Repeatedly thinking the same thing strengthens the neural pathways used for that thought and actively trims the others. This makes thought patterns like ruts in the road. The more travel they are, the easier it is to follow them. This technique reaches peak effectiveness after three or more similar responses. Agreements are more commonly used, but people are just as susceptible to negative wins as well. So effective persuaders wait to reveal their main point until they get three or more responses in a row that align with their intentions. Example: you love your wife, right? She deserves the best, right? You would do anything to make her happy, right? Well, joining the Legion as a superhero training dummy comes with insurance that covers radiation therapy for her rare medical condition. Swear occasionally. Swearing shows passion. This doesn't mean I swear at every opportunity. That just makes me look vulgar and weak. But a properly timed and heart-fucking-felt swear will show everybody I feel strongly about the topic. It additionally gives the air of authenticity to whatever I am swearing about. This can be enough to dissuade dissent among peers and subordinates. This only increases buy-in slightly, so I don't rely on it as the only way to get out of trouble. Example: James, I understand that this is a hot topic for you, but sit the fuck down and listen to what we have